This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It has been the story all over the news. Let's give it up for Fairfield National. Little League Championships going on right now. They have made it to the championship game happening tomorrow.
Everybody's talking about Little League Baseball here, Anna. It's the end of summer, and it's on everybody's mind.
Brian Palazzolo is the manager for Fairfield National. Brian, ever in a million years did you dream this day would come?
No, having a morning cup of coffee on a Friday morning in Williamsport is pretty special. I just keep laughing and my smile just gets bigger and bigger because, we'll be playing Las Vegas for the national championship. It's going to be crazy.
It's incredible. And the game is tomorrow at 3:30. Do I have that right?
Yes.
You know, the fire in your team's eyes and like the way that the kids are so riled up and you see that drive, it gets everybody excited, not just the other kids, adults too.
Yeah, I would say everybody's got Fairfield baseball fever going on around here.
It's a, I shake my head and I was like, is this real? Like the text, the calls, people are invested. They're all in. I know. Wednesday was our first time playing during the day, and my friends, my family, they were like, well, guess what? I'm not going back to work after lunch. They went straight to, I was like, really? And they're like, dude, we're all in. Everybody is. It's crazy. It's so funny.
Yeah, no, you and all the boys are heroes around here. It's all you hear about. We're so excited. I don't think, do the boys have any idea the kind of welcome they're going to have when they get home?
None, but that, you know, from what I'm hearing, it's going to be really epic. But they walk around here at Williamsport in the complex. They are celebrities. They are rock stars. Signing autographs, taking selfies, taking pictures. Everybody wants to like, oh my goodness, that's so and so. And can I get your? Yeah, of course. And they're humble. They do it. They started with like 20 Instagram followers each. Now have a few thousand.
Wow.
That's big. Seriously. We should have played Little League, Anna.
Times have definitely changed. It's pretty funny.
You know, I think that, you know, when half the team gets back, they'll probably have a sandwich in the area named after them or something.
Like, if I mean, they don't already.
People are fired up.
Sorrento's in Fairfield have definitely named a sandwich after them.
All right. So, Brian, ready for tomorrow? You feel confident?
Yeah. You know, we've played Mountain before. They are an excellent hitting team. They, top to bottom, they put bat on the ball. They can hit. They can run. But I am confident in my guys. You know, we've lived pitching and defense forever. We throw strikes, let the defense work behind you. We've played pretty much flawless baseball while we're here. And if we could get a few runs early, it'll settle us down and hopefully come away victorious. We'll be great.
Well, things that I never thought I'd heard myself say. 3:30 Saturday, I will be glued to the television, and hoping all the best for that.
Brian Palazzolo is the manager of Fairfield Metro. Right now, they are going to the championships tomorrow in the Little League World Series. Brian, I don't know how you feel about this, but when I was watching, and again, I've never watched a Little League game in my life. As I was watching you guys play Hawaii, I was cheering during the fifth inning when that team was falling apart. And I just realized I was yelling and cheering against 12-year-olds.
That's a poor thing. Come on. I mean,
hopefully it felt good, too.
It felt real good. All right. I know you're with Dante and Charlie, right?
Yeah, I am. They're literally right next to me. They play bottle cap baseball. They take the top off of Gatorades and pitch, and they're nonstop baseball, these guys.
All right. Well, let me talk to Dante first. Dante is a center fielder, right?
Dante is a center fielder. Here he is.
Hi.
Are you bored yet of doing all these interviews?
Yeah,
I know. You're like, just let me play baseball, right?
Yeah.
What makes you different than all the other teams out there?
Well, our team's been together for like 5 years. We practice every day and we're never down on each other. Like if we're down 3-0 in the first inning, we never get down and we find a way to win the game 7-3.
Always do. You always come back.
What's the most memorable, you know, moment that you've had so far? I mean, I would imagine there's been a lot, but, you know, what's the thing so far that you're just like, that was awesome?
Probably the catch last game where I was running back and stuck my glove out and snow coned it.
Unbelievable. Dante, you're a star. Can I talk to Charlie for a second?
Yeah. Good morning.
Hey, Charlie.
Hi.
You excited?
Yeah, very excited.
Do you know when you come home to Connecticut, the kind of stars you guys are right now? Do you have any idea?
Yeah. It's going to be crazy.
Yeah. What are you most excited about when you get home?
Just getting, like, a lot of people's, like, attention and, like, I don't know, like, a lot of people wanting to be friends with us and stuff.
Yeah. You ready to go back to school?
Anna, come on. He's got to be focused on the game right now.
Better than school.
Yeah. Stay focused, Charlie? It's all about tomorrow.
Yeah. Don't worry about school. School's going to start. Don't worry.
Yeah, they'll wait for you.
Yes.
All right.
Well, congratulations. We are so proud of you. We can't wait to welcome you guys home and tell everybody we said hello, okay?
All right.
All right.
Good luck,
thanks,
boys.
Guys.